Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. 2021 could be a record year in at least two different agricultural aspects. Gary Crawford for the USDA has more.
With the terrible winter weather the country's been having recently, it might seem premature to speculate on how much of what crops farmers are going to put into the ground this spring, but that speculation is going full steam ahead, of course. And at the USDA's virtual Outlook Forum the other day, Ag Department Chief Economist Seth Meyer said, in the last 2 years, we've had far above normal acres being prevented from being planted. So if we get an average weather situation this spring, normal amounts of land being prevented from planting,
we'll gain acres just on that matter, let alone the fact that we have quite strong prices, which will also incentivize planting.
He said, look for a lot more corn and soybeans going into the ground this spring.
92 million acres of planted corn and 90 million acres of planted of soybeans, a combined 182 million acres of both, which would be record.
But everybody in agriculture does know one great truth.
Weather will have the last say at the end of the day.
Yes, it will. But suppose all of those predicted acres actually get planted. Crops are good. Then to handle what could be some huge crops this coming season, to prevent a price plunge,
we have to have quite a robust export forecast.
And guess what? We've got one. Brand new one from the Agriculture Department. Seth Meyer told the USDA Virtual Outlook Forum.
We got record fiscal year 21 export values. Strong demand from China.
And here are the numbers. Ag exports this fiscal year that started back in October are projected at $157 billion. That's $5 billion more than was forecast back in November, over $21 billion more than this past year. So an increase of 15%.
Supported by a continued strong demand from China in the near term.
In fact, exports to China alone are projected at a record $31.5 billion. That's $4.5 billion more than USDA was forecasting 3 months ago. And it looks like China will be, as it was last year, our number one customer for ag products, followed by Canada and Mexico. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.